Now let's go live to Triangle Park in downtown Calais with Jeff Demons.
Thank you very much, Lupe. That's right. This is the International Homecoming Festival. All the festivities start tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday right here in Calais. We do want to thank these businesses who made this broadcast possible. Duncan and Calais and Machias, America and the St. Croix Homecoming Festival runs on Duncan. Hammer Lumber Company, locally in Calais and Machias. Machias Savings Bank, experienced people, exceptional service. Maine State Senator Marianne Moore. Napa Auto Parts in Calais, Hal Deacon and his crew, State Representative Ann Perry. Crumbs Cafe and Coffee Bar, Kevin and Chris Niles, perfect place to stop in, take a load off, get something to eat, your favorite coffee, Danish, anything you want is available right at Crumbs Cafe and Coffee Bar. Bango Savings Bank, you matter more in Calais, Machias and Eastport, the City of Calais and Joe's Diner and Pizzeria. Sponsors of the pizza eating contest, soda drinking contest, Tim Crow and the crew. So a lot of events happening, people. A lot of great events. And it all starts tonight at 1, well, today at 1 o'clock, right?
That's right, with the art show at the Holmes Cottage.
Oh, that's right. It does
amazing.
Open at 1, doesn't
and,
it?
And, you know, even though we're not officially celebrating with our Canadian friends and family like in years past, if anybody goes down on the walkway, take note of the Ferry Point Bridge. Both flags are hanging. It looks wonderful with the Canadian flag and the American flag. So that tradition continued this year. It was good to see.
We do want to remind everyone that the weather is going to be great, too, for Friday and Saturday. A few a.m. showers tomorrow morning, but otherwise it's going to be clearing. Highs around 77. Saturday, partly sunny. It's going to be around 79 degrees. What a perfect day to be in Calais, whether you're downtown or you're up on Calais Avenue for the skate park competition.
It's going to be fun. A lot of vendors coming for the street fair, as usual. And lots of people will be out.
We should talk about, I think you said you missed one of your sponsors, one of your people who was a sponsor of this.
Yes, Eastern Maine Appliance was also one of the sponsors of this year's St. Croix Homecoming Festival.
Marianne, you'll be here?
I'll be here. It'll be a little bit later in the afternoon. I've got a parade in Danforth on Saturday morning. So as soon as I get through with that parade, then I'll be down here. And I'll be the Washington County GOP is going to have a booth there at the street fair. So come on by and say hello to me. And I'd love to see you and take advantage of all the things that are going to be going on in downtown Calais. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I really do appreciate and applaud the organizers of the event because it's taken a lot of hard work. A lot of donations from people that we have not had donated in the past. So we can see that everybody is so anxious for the festival to go on and for us to have something like we've had more than 40 years going on, with it, even though our Canadian friends cannot be here. But we're going to celebrate and think of them and maybe even do a toast to them at some point in time, right?
Absolutely.
And also, we're going to remember when the fireworks take place on Saturday evening, that you're going to hear just as much cheering from the Canadian side of the border as you'll hear from our side.
Absolutely, absolutely. We were just debating, too, whether we think they may have a better view than we do because we have so many trees. So, hey, you know, they're going to have a good view of it. That'll be great.
And one thing about it, there's all kinds of different places you can get a great view of these fireworks. You're going to see people up and down the walkway. And it's going to be just a great event. Of course, you're going to see Laurel and Jaina. They'll be all around Saturday. Friday and Saturday at all these different events as well, along with the other committee members, too.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely.
Any parting words?
Everybody needs to come on out and have a great time. We're ready. We are so ready to celebrate and to really enjoy the St. Croix Valley and all that we have to offer here in the Calais area. So come on down.
And one thing we haven't mentioned yet is last year during the community barbecue, of course, you had to wear a mask.
Right.
This year it's mask free.
That is correct. Thank the Lord.
You're going to be able to see people smile this year.
I know. I know it.
That's right. Seeing smiles. Oh, I'm going to have to make sure my teeth are clean, aren't I?
Yeah, do something with your makeup, too.
I know. I might just keep my mask on.
I can actually wear lipstick now. You know, it's so different.
Well, that's nice to know. Jane, any parting words?
I just want to say a big thank you to the businesses who always, you know, time after time for whatever event we're needing help and assistance for, they're always stepping up to provide some support, whether it's monetary or an in-kind donation. And once again, they didn't let us down and really helped us to make this event happen this year.
Yes.
It's the St. Croix Homecoming Festival, and we want to remind everyone it's today, Friday and Saturday. Go online, go on Facebook, check out the big scheduled events, pick all your favorites, make sure you participate. All your friends are going to be here. You might as well be here, too. You're listening live on Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3.
all your classic hits.
That's not a bad idea.
I can't take any more of this.
WQBY and WALZ. Classic hits.